traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
At the moment, I love YouTube. You know, obviously we're killing it, but I don't know. I mean, it's pretty good for the most part.
You just can't get him to fuck.
He just is incredible. He's like a brick wall of perfection.
Well, like, fuck you, YouTube. Fuck you for giving me a career. Yeah.
Oh, as the great Sheck West once said, oh, fuck, shit, bitch. Welcome back to Impulsive.
God damn it, Andre's not at his stand.
Fucking A, Andre.
It's probably because we got corporate this morning.
We got so corporate this morning.
We were corporate there for a second.
Had the meeting.
Hanging out, eight dudes in a corporate boardroom.
That's about 4 feet by 4 feet. That's how I like it.
Yeah, nice and sweaty.
Just a bunch of dudes sweating on each other.
You like business shit? Are you into that kind of stuff?
No, I hate it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's just my brain doesn't function like
that. You drew a diagram when asked and turned into a giant dick on the whiteboard.
That's always the case.
My diagrams always devolve to dicks. Anyways, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. If you guys are not subscribed, you fucking good. Do I have to do something about it?
What's up?
Hit that subscribe button. YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to podcasts. We do an extended audio Q&A with the guest after the visual is done. So iTunes, Spotify, listen to it, yo. We dive in. We get juicy. We got a very special guest today. Man, I got to say, we locked this one in. This is a good
thing. Yeah, how'd you do this, by the way?
It's just, man, I don't know.
You got that pull? That clout?
I got that clout, I think. Ooh. I think people like that clout. Guys, I want to introduce our guest. It's a good chance that he will be the biggest YouTuber of all time. I mean that. He's got nearly 16 million subscribers and is the fastest growing creator on the platform. He's donated over $1.5 million through his content and has yet to get arrested. You can start walking in if you feel like it.
Or just don't.
Incredible. It's 20-year-old Mr. Beast.
What's up, guys?
Mr. Beast.
He's like, man, we
first guest to walk.
I haven't done many podcasts, but I guess that's a normal thing in the business.
We've never done that before.
Oh, perfect.
Ever. We do it for you.
Thanks. Just as the Beast, right? Barking.
That's right.
You've done a podcast before, right?
I've done like one, but not any since like over 10 million subscribers.
Probably not the number one podcast in the world either,
based
huh?
on data.
Yeah.
Algorithms.
What data?
Just the way it's like the numbers.
It's up there. Yeah.
Gotcha. Statistics.
Well, hey, man. Good to have you here. How you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. It's been a while since I've been in LA, just hanging out with YouTubers, chilling.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy it or do you hate YouTubers yet?
I mean, depends who they are. Like, obviously.
Who do you hate?
So anyways.
Wait, who else have you hung out with in LA?
Like, I did the Circle video at the Cloud House. There was like literally tons there. So.
Let me preface this. For those of our audience who do not know Mr. Beast, might not be so focused on YouTube.
What?
Can you shut off that phone, guy?
Oh my God, it's me for once? No, it's not. Is it? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Mr. Right. Beast. Is quite honestly a fucking beast. Like I said, he's donated over $1.5 million through his content. He does crazy extreme videos. Like, let me actually just scroll through your YouTube here.
Yeah, good luck. They're all just like really dumb. Crazy.
Can 20,000 magnets catch a bullet midair? 58 million views. I put 100 million Orbeez in my friend's backyard. 48 million views.
That took like 3 weeks to clean the Orbeez.
I want to dive into because bro, your content is extreme. Spending 24 hours straight underwater. I donated $30,000.
That one, I had a bucket over my head full of air. If you wanted to know,
dude, this stuff is insane. Would you say
I haven't looked at this in a while. Just about all those are like under a year. That's pretty crazy.
Well, this is that's what I'm saying. You are probably the fastest growing creator on the platform.
He's a beast.
Well, it's funny because when you first started, man, when I watched your content, I don't think anything about you screamed beast to me. I was like, this dude's crazy.
It's, I mean, obviously a lot of it is just in the ideas. But anyone, if they did this, it would have gone viral. Yeah.
But now you're a beast.
Like,
you're an extremist, would you say?
Like with the money or in what way?
Everything, man.
Yeah. Just like the ideas and everything. We just try to basically wherever everyone else is, we just try to be like 10 times bigger, crazier.
It's nuts, man. That's so much work. How many people do you have working for you?
That's like full time or part? Because like we like cleanups and stuff require tons of people, but full time probably like 8 or 9 just help and do this stuff.
20 years old with 8 or 9
people
employees.
Working for you. Incredible. Crazy. One of the things I like about your stuff is you are making it not okay for people to do bitch ass content anymore. You have made it, bro. People would be like, I'm gonna count to 1,000. No, you're
count
not.
Count to 100,000. Yeah,
200. Did you do 200?
Yeah, I did 100, then 200, and then about like 320. I was just like, all right, I should do something else. Yeah.
But so many people now are
and
like,
and I said
yo,
your
like,
name 100,000 times.
Yeah. I actually have this video. Check this out.
Yep. Good time.
Saying
good time.
Logan Paul
100,000 times. No, it's not fake. I mean, you can skip through it.
Look how young he is.
Dude. Yeah. Oh my God.
You probably aged during this video.
Listen to this, bro.
Logan Paul.
It's a 17-hour fucking video. He says my name 100,000.
This was at the peak of my hustle. Like, I would do anything at that time. I wanted it so bad.
By the end.
Well.
Oh shit! I got served with an ad. Fuck you, Mr.
What's
Beast.
What's the ad?
Can lead to bad breath anytime, anywhere. Try new biotene dry mouth.
Damn it.
Let it play through.
Let's give him that. Let's give him that AdSense.
Shut the fuck up.
You hit us with two. Hey, we can skip it.
Yeah. No, if you wait till after 10 seconds, you get
probably
paid.
The neighbors.
Good God.
Two ads.
There we go. Let's give him that. Give him wait. Two more.
No wonder you donated the money.
There we go. Oh, God. Interesting times in my life. 100%.
My question was going to be, where do you get the money to donate? But it's pretty obvious. It's from fucking ad revenue. Yeah, holy shit.
Listen, Jimmy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. That was a completely different time in my life. Like, I don't even think I had 1 million subscribers back then. So it's just like.
What was your mental state the week after that? Like, did you just everywhere you go, you were like, Logan Paul?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
And like, it's just stuck.
Well, I don't know about that one. When you count though, because like after a while of counting, you just get in the rhythm where you can like daydream, but you're still counting. And like, yes, when I was sleeping, I would literally just be counting in my head because it was just ingrained because I did it for so long.
Wasn't there one video that you had to shorten because it went over the YouTube?
Yeah, that was the counting to 100,000 because it was like 40 hours and they only take 24
you
hours.
You sat there for 40 hours awake and counted to 200,000?
There's breaks in it, but
listen,
yeah.
Listen, guy, I don't know what's going on with you. What kind of human being does that?
Well,
Jimmy,
hopefully we get more into my story. It was a different time. I mean, I was a college dropout, didn't really have much money at like, just wanted to succeed no matter what.
So the hustle.
Like, as long as it's, you know, ethical. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that was like peak of my hustleness.
Listen, there's no question you've elevated the content. I think that was just like a starting place.
Is that not interesting? Who does that?
Nobody.
And that's where like I should have realized the inner beast.
That was about
beast.
The time a little bit after that when I sent you a DM, you followed me and I was like, you blew up. I want to blow up. And then I was like, watch me blow up.
Actually crazy interesting. I obviously respected the hustle and you were smaller at the time. You had like maybe 5 mil or so.
No, way low. It was like 2.5. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was really small. And then I sent you a message. I was like, I'm going to blow up next year. Like you blew up really big. I want to be the same.
I remember it. You said, I'm going to spend the whole summer just grinding and like
doing nothing but grinding. And then I did. And then I sent you a message. I was like, hey, I did it.
Yo, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I did not think you were going to do it, bro.
No one did.
You know how many YouTubers are like, I'm going to blow up this year. This is my year. And I don't know, bro. I was like, how is this dude going to go from counting from 0 to 200,000 to making extreme waves in the platform? And you did it. So congratulations, Mr. Beast, man.
Did you believe in yourself at the time? Did you have the confidence?
Yeah. No, I've always, because I guess it would help though if like I explain more of my history. But I've been doing this since like I was 13, and I've been fully obsessed like my whole life since then. So like I always believed in it. I just believed as long as like if other people were spending $100 on a video, and now I'm spending $100,000, but even back then $10,000. If other people are putting a few hours into a video, I'm putting in a few days. Like I just knew eventually it would work out. Like there's just the difference is so, not to like sound egotistical, but that was always my viewpoint on it. Like just make it where you're like no one else. If other people start doing what you're doing, then go bigger. You know? So
be a maverick, would you say?
Sure, I guess.
That's right.
Subscribe to PewDiePie.
Get your clothes at Logan Paul.
He's like, I'm going to follow that. Yeah. Can we talk about that for a second really quick? What? Because, yeah. Maybe I should know this, okay. Right? But what was your reasoning and your rationale for getting so behind PewDiePie?
Yeah. Well, oh gosh. I mean, there's a lot of things. Like PewDiePie is just extremely humble for being the number one most subscribed to channel. I mean, he never really like.
He really is, isn't
yeah.
he? Yeah.
I mean, let's be real. Like, if you were number one most subscribed to channel, you'd probably bring it up a lot.
My dick would always be out.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so that, and then just, I mean, even like one of his recent videos, it was like in 720p, it was just him doing a Q&A. Like, he just.
Why are his videos in such low quality?
I don't know, but it's kind of funny.
It's amazing.
Yeah, because he's just at the top and he just doesn't care.
Is it an authenticity thing? Like when I watch his videos, it makes it kind of relatable. You're like, yes. Yo, this dude's just popping shit exactly. off. And it's like, and I watch him, I'm like, yo, this is fun. Bro.
So yeah, and just long story short, I think it's a good look for the platform if the top guy is just like this chill guy that homegrown and just, you know, like.
He's got 90 million subscribers. 80
something. Like it's hard to keep up. I think like 88 or something.
That's crazy. Do you not like T-Series?
No, I don't care about them. And there's, I don't know if they're CEO, but someone said like they like this whole back and forth because they were irrelevant in the West and now they're,
yeah.
So they are okay with it. They think it's a good thing. And I mean, it's literally nothing against them. Like if they do pass PewDiePie, it's just going to be like, all right, they won. Move
do you
on.
Think, is it going to happen?
I mean,
not no, a Mr. No. Beast. Were you going to buy a Super Bowl ad for PewDiePie? At one point?
Oh, that's a fun story. So, I mean, actually, this hoodie right here, I was just going to sell this and just promote it on a couple hundred million views and try to, you know, make a few million dollars off it and put it towards the ad.
Yeah.
The only thing is, once I started getting into it, because I announced I was going to do it, but once I started like putting the plan into motion, I realized they might not approve a PewDiePie ad, you know, because like articles and stuff. So I announced it, but then I just didn't want to get stuck with a few million dollars and then not buy the ad. And then everyone be like, so what the fuck are you going to do with that money? You know what I mean? So then I was just like, backpedaled. I was like, I don't think I should do this. But that was the plan.
Because of his, you were his
because like, I didn't want to go to buy the ad and they just be like, he's too controversial. And then I'm like, well, what do I do with all this money? You know?
Oh, what a shitty problem.
Yeah.
What do I do with all this money?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I don't want to just ruin my rep. Just like, all right, I guess I'll just keep it. You know?
I mean, it seems like you've spread the money you've made pretty significantly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Dude, how do you make any money? You've spent it all on videos.
Well, oh boy. Up till recently, I really didn't make money. Like if I got a big paycheck, that was just the budget for that month. And that's how I ran my channel up to like 6 months ago.
And so are you making racks now?
I mean, a little bit. Yeah.
What do you mean a little bit?
He's a household name.
How much
bro.
Money do you make?
I mean, okay. Let's talk about it. I don't know.
I'm excited for this.
I mean, I respect that. You're the first guest to flip the script like that.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I make some money, bro.
Yes. I'm the same. A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Nah, but you
I want to do big things and like some things, you know. Like
how big though? How big is too big? Is $1 million budget for a video too much?
If I was making that kind of money, 100%.
What's the most you spent on a video so far?
Oh gosh, I've never had anyone ask me that. I mean, I've done a lot of $100,000 videos, but like, I don't know. I mean, somewhere in the $100,000.
So when you like your third most popular video, 39 million views, I donated $50,000 to Ninja.
Yeah.
Why?
That one was a charity stream. So all the money went to charity.
Oh,
so,
okay. Amazing.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So it was just like an easy idea. I wanted to help it. And like, I like him. He's a chill dude. So I just like, it was like all around. He got promotion. Charity got money.
Yeah.
I got a video.
I didn't know it was for charity. Now I kind of feel stupid. What about this one?
Same with that other one over there. That one's also charity.
$30,000 to my favorite charity. Damn, bro.
So it's like literally like, I just try to make it a win-win for everyone. The charity, him, me.
Do people ever question why the money that you're donating doesn't always go to charity?
Not really. I mean, like people comment that, but I feel like usually they're just ignorant because like we do give a lot.
Do you believe in haters? Do you have haters?
I guess. I mean, I don't really pay attention to
I feel like you have probably a little bit less than the average person.
I mean, way less.
I don't. Yeah. Like, if you search my name on YouTube, I don't. I've had like one bad video made on me, and that's about it.
And you have the second.
You seem like a guy that just doesn't give a flying fuck.
Well, like, what's the point of like paying? Like, I know I put a lot of effort and money into my videos. So like, why?
Yeah.
Like,
why care?
I'm literally trying my hardest on everything. Like, yeah.
Does that might be the thing that pisses me off the most sometimes? Is like the haters or critics' lack of understanding of what goes into these projects. Like, they make these really simple like nags at you or digs without understanding vast planning and just.
I don't know. I know that for a lot of YouTubers, but really most people don't really give me a hard time. But.
You have the second most liked video on the platform.
That's not a music video, right behind PewDiePie. I think it's getting up there, so I might have to disable the ratings.
It's got a 99% like rate.
You don't mean that.
What?
You refuse to pass PewDiePie in likes?
Well, yeah, because if I promote him all this time and then I just take one of his records, it's kind of hypocritical.
Nah, bro, you don't admit you want to beat PewDiePie.
At what? In likes?
I believe you want to have more subscribers than PewDiePie.
Yeah, but I want to be at the top. I don't know if I want to pass him. Like,
don't like co-leadership. Two kings.
I want to be a top tier YouTuber, but you know, like, dude, we're talking like that's like a decade down the road. Who the hell knows?
I don't know.
He might quit YouTube.
Have you met? Have you hung out with him? Gotten time?
Nah.
What?
I've talked to him a few times, but
what has he done for you in?
But that's I don't do it not because I don't want him to do things
right,
for me.
Right.
I mean, he's offered like hang out and stuff, but I don't want to look like a leech. Just like I just do it because whatever, you know.
You fuck with him.
Yeah.
So you're paying your respects to the game,
to the
champ.
I feel like you are so heavy on the mindset of giving back, and that's why you're receiving as much as you are in terms of subscribers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really one way or the other to look at it. I mean, it's a ton of stuff. Like, even when we give away money, like, usually they're just huge projects and stuff. You know what I mean? Like
this one. Last YouTuber to leave wins $100,000 challenge. At what point does this become torture?
Yeah, I know. I've always wondered that. That's why usually on videos like this, I let the last ones make deals so it doesn't go to the point where they're just like, blood clots in their legs and stuff. So like the last few people usually just be like, fuck it, I'll take 33 grand and split it.
Our guest on this show was actually the first one out. Rice Gum.
Oh yeah,
he was out within what, a minute?
Like, yeah,
30 seconds.
I guess he never mind.
No, say it. He wanted to be there for the clout. So is what he didn't he say that in the video?
Move on to something else. Hey,
man, whatever you're comfortable with.
No, I
like how you stay out of controversy.
Yeah, I really want to grow without drama.
KSI versus Logan Paul. Who are you choosing?
Well, honestly, I thought you were going to win.
So did all of us, man. But,
I bet a little money on you and lost.
Oh, you did? How much?
Not just a few grand.
I bet $15,000 on Tyron Woodley this past weekend for the UFC fight.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Lost, oh, dude. Gambling. I used to gamble a lot.
Really?
Fun times. Yeah.
You're
20.
Yeah,
you're not even. Don't ask that question, but
listen, kids, don't gamble.
Yeah.
No, seriously, that shit sucks.
It does.
I feel like if I were to do this type of video,
like the circle challenge.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone would get hurt. There'd be a massive lawsuit
against me. And it's like, fuck
me.
Logan Paul.
Exactly. Yeah. Because other YouTubers, you have a model. I believe you've.
Are you talking about for the challenge videos?
Yeah. Just you've created a new model when it comes to making videos on YouTube, and I believe a lot of YouTubers, even my brother, they try to recreate it. I mean, what do you have to say about that? I mean, there's a lot of people trying to do what you do.
So like how do I feel about people copying me is basically what you're asking. I mean, it's a little hypocritical. I've taken inspiration from other people, so like my initial response is to be like, fuck those guys, but at the same time, like, you gotta realize like who inspired me when I was little and things like that.
Who did?
Just about everyone. Like you say, like I just studied top people, and like even you, your work ethic, I was like, well, fuck, he uploaded 500 days in a row. Like, I need to fucking upload more, do more.
What was life like before you discovered YouTube?
I started like before this channel, I had a different one. I started this at 13. I mean, it's been
like, before you got serious with it though.
I mean, that's it's really. I've
been it's been the whole time since you came out of the womb.
Sorry, how
you literally came out of the womb with the YouTube channel.
Do you remember what you were doing when you were like 11 and 10? Because I don't.
I can tell you what he was doing.
I was riding BMX, BMX bikes at Woodward Camp in Pennsylvania.
But yeah, you're right. I mean, if you just like set it to oldest, I mean, I've just been making videos forever, and it, like it just didn't really work till like the last 2 years. But
so you're just like kicking soccer balls one day, and then you just made a channel. And just boom.
Yeah, I watched lots of YouTube, and then I wanted to be it really badly.
Be honest with me. Are you conscious of how well your channel is performing?
Oh yeah, of course.
And,
I mean,
and how's that make you feel?
I mean, it's what I wanted. Like
everything's paying off. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like just when you put so much time into something, like even back then, there were so many times where I was just like, this is never going to work out. Like, you know, like my mom made me go to college because I wasn't making enough money after high school. And after 2 weeks, I just left. And I was just like,
you left after 2 weeks?
Yeah. Which not to overhype it. It was a community college, but yeah. And then I was just like, I'd rather be poor and making videos than literally doing anything else.
Wow.
So then that's when the 100,000 and those type of videos, because like, I mean, I had no future outside of YouTube at the time. So I was like all in.
So there was never a world where this did not work out.
Yeah. I was like, I would just tell myself, I don't care. Like, I'm going to make it work.
Yeah. That's what I was going to ask. Is it, would you say it's paying off or would you say it's going as planned?
Yeah. Going as planned.
Probably. That's amazing. Like, that's incredible.
Like, year after year after year after year after year. And still, I'm not making hardly anything, but I was just like, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it.
So listen here, guy.
Hit me.
Where you go from here?
After YouTube or now?
Is there an after YouTube for you?
Well,
where do you go from right here?
Well, one interesting thing to look at is 6 years ago, PewDiePie had the same subscribers as me. So a lot of people think that like it's just a little boom and then a YouTuber falls off. But I do believe if you innovate and stuff like that, you can remain relevant for a long time. So at the moment, it's just YouTube for as long as possible. Yeah.
I mean, goals beyond YouTube?
No.
You want to make cameos in Hollywood movies? Do you want to do awesome, sick YouTube music?
Nah. That's for you and Jake to kill. We'll see. But I have no interest in any of that. I like literally if I could be like anyone, just PewDiePie, just grinding videos for forever.
Okay.
Just a little more high budget.
Do you believe in creator burnout?
I do, which is kind of scary because I don't feel any, but I see people who are just as like motivated as me, but then like one day just like, and they don't, you know, don't have the drive anymore. But one thing I think that's a little different is like, I realize if there's something I don't enjoy that makes it where I'm not happy to get out of bed, I just hire someone to do it. Like I keep my channel where it's fun. That's why I have all these people that help me, which if I could counsel other YouTubers, that's what I would tell them. Like, why are you burnt out? What do you not enjoy? Do you not enjoy setting up? Do you not enjoy tearing down? Pay someone to do it. You know what I mean? Like most YouTubers are making enough. It doesn't make sense.
Pay production. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like just make a list of what you enjoy and what you don't, and then find ways to outsource what you don't. So you genuinely have fun making videos. Like, I don't see why it's so hard.
That's great.
I think we've done a poor job of highlighting the way your brain works.
Yeah.
Cause even on that 20-minute phone call we had, it was very clear to me. You're probably the most, don't get cocky.
I'm really not. Hey,
like, probably the most.
Don't you do it.
You're probably the most brilliant YouTuber that I've spoken to. in a balance of creative and structuring it like a business.
Yeah, and like looking towards the long term in everything you do. You know.
Yeah, and you're 20 years old, dude, which is crazy.
How old is Jake? Isn't he 20?
Jake's 22.
Wait, he's 22? I thought we were the same age.
Nah, dog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, nah, you're probably the youngest guy on the platform that's doing as well as you are.
Wow.
So. Yeah. So explain to the audience. I mean, we went over it a little bit.
I keep, am I
right
at that
there,
camera?
Andre's
or that
camera.
One? Okay, I've been looking at that one. That's probably a little
it's
weird.
Fine. No, what's you're up? Good.
Well, how do you brainstorm? How do you come up with all these ideas?
Yeah, so that's a very loaded question. I mean, there's so many like methods. So like ideas is what we're known for. And one like mindset you should have, like this is going to turn into like kind of a training session for YouTubers.
Yeah, no.
Let's go. Right,
so
here,
if you're
bro.
A YouTuber watching, let me just unload everything I worked my life for you.
For free.
I'll just make it a little easier on you. Why not? But I mean, the idea does make the difference between like, we'll take, how many views are you getting in a video?
Me? It's not high right now. Like maybe two?
2 million. So like if you're averaging 2 million views a video, you could get a video that gets 10 million views if you just had the right idea. So it's like, it's very crucial. For most people, they could spend 100 days uploading videos every day, get 10,000 views a video, or they could just sit down, come up with a good video and just get 1 million views in a week. Right? That's like the mindset.
I love that mindset. Dude.
Yeah. So when you realize that, you realize like you should put a lot of freaking time into
thinking. Fewer, bigger, better.
Or not even that. Like ideally, if you could come up with a mega banger every day, you'd upload every day.
Yeah, but, you think that's easier said than done?
Oh yeah, 100%. So that's where, if you know, well, that's why I'm establishing. If you know why it's that important, you gotta, what inspires you? You have to study that type of stuff and you brainstorm an hour a day minimum, things like that.
Okay. All right. So let's take that logic. your third last video, standing still for 24 hours straight statue challenge.
Yeah.
Right off the bat, this doesn't seem like that like revolutionary of an idea.
Yeah.
And I know in this video you did something to combat that.
What was that?
You, the video barely had anything to do with this challenge.
I really thought I was going to do it because I was just like, dude, I count to 100,000. I can do this. But it just, I don't know, man. I don't have the drive for those long challenges anymore. Like I used to. Yeah.
Creator burnout, perhaps?
No, that's not creator burnout. That's just like me not wanting to get a blood clot in my leg for views.
It always goes to the leg.
Yeah, I know. After I said that, I was like, why do I keep saying that?
Did you read about standing for too long and you get blood clots in your legs?
No, doesn't like blood go to your foot if
Listen,
you like,
stand there. Yeah, it starts to be painful too.
Have you considered doing handstands? Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, what are you doing to forget creator burnout for a second? What are you doing to avoid the god-awful pit of offending someone?
Ooh.
Like, what do you do? Is it you? Is it your team?
Like, in what way? Like,
how do you make sure you
I just don't slip up and say something bad?
Not even say something, but like that you don't show something or that you don't do something. Like, what's your, like, how far is too far? You seem to stay very
away from too far.
Yeah. Like, you don't even walk the line.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I don't know. I mean, you just kind of use common sense. You know, I pitch the ideas. And sometimes I have. Like, this one was probably not the smartest, but I was like, you know, it'd be funny if we built a Lego wall on the southern border. Cause like the whole thing, but then and then immediately when I said someone that, they're like, I'm going to slap you, you know? And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Wait a second. That's a great idea.
It's a phenomenal idea. I swear, if you like went there and built, it would go viral, but it's like political.
It innately polarizes.
Wait, but if there's one person who's going to do it, like,
I mean, go for it.
But it's not as political because you're like,
it is.
You're making people have to laugh and or look stupid if they don't laugh.
No. But you could maybe like break the wall down and it could be symbolic.
No matter what, it is political and politics never will.
Jeff, yes or no? Can I steal Mr. Beast's idea of building a Lego
wall? No, but you should listen to him. What the reason he doesn't want to do it though?
Yeah.
Listen to him not doing it and
I'm
learn
not
from
doing
him.
So I'm saying it's too controversial. You're being like, I'll take it.
He's like, hey, controversial.
He's like, Jeff, can we fucking do this? This is a great idea.
But what you could do it between Canada and America and just say building a wall on the border.
Listen, I'm not stealing your shit idea.
No, well, to anyone who wants to do it, I'm just saying that's the way you do it and not get in trouble.
Well, I think maybe if done, I'm not saying we should, but if done perfectly, you could have done it. Like maybe, but it's just so, it's like, I guess when you said
it's just not worth it though. But that's the thing. Like, course. If you brainstorm enough and have enough ideas, you don't have to pick the controversial ones. You have plenty of ones that aren't controversial that go just as viral.
What's the dictionary thing you did for brainstorming?
Yeah, that's just one method. But like, if you flip through a dictionary and just like if you pop up on a word prison, I think that'd be right there. Like, I saw the word prison. I was like, dude, I should just go to prison for a day. That'd be a banger. You know, it's like just flipping through random words.
Was it real prison?
Yeah, that one was.
With inmates?
No. It was just our own cell.
Oh.
But listen, also don't make it. I don't want it to seem like to his point, you're so fucking smart. It's not just like you picked a word and then just did it. You fucking know, dude, what's going to work.
Yeah,
you have figured out the sauce, the algorithmic
sauce. That's just one way of brainstorming. I mean, there's so many ways. But that's what I was saying earlier. If you understand why it's so important to have good ideas, then you just like, you realize you really just need to figure out how the fuck to come up with them and get good at it.
What about the thumbnail? I've seen you give other YouTubers advice on Twitter about thumbnails.
Yeah.
How important is that?
Obviously, very important. I mean, like if people don't click on the video, they don't watch it.
So will you exaggerate in your thumbnails? Will you do the clickbait? Are you a clickbait kind of guy?
Like which with one?
Man, I don't know. All these seem pretty spot on. This one. Okay, how about this one? Last to remove hand wins house challenge.
They got the house.
That actually happened.
You gave someone a fucking house?
My editor and because like I think two of them won. It was like my editor and Jake.
Damn, Dobrik's out here giving away cars and you're just giving people fucking houses, bro.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you just got to be, we want to be bigger and better than everyone else in the ideal realm.
Ooh, and you're doing it, bro. Why Mr. Beast?
Yeah, the name? Well, yeah. I've had it for so long. Like,
what was the initial
It's a Xbox Live gamertag. I feel like a lot of people say that, but it was just my gamertag. I don't know how I got it, and it just carried over, you know?
I know you've been very vocal about YouTube and demonetization.
It's kind of fun. I like podcasts.
Yeah.
It's just cool. Like talking about stuff like this. Yeah. Because like no one ever talks about stuff. I'm like, hey, you want to talk about ideas or things like that? Most people are like, yeah.
I was going to ask you this. Consulting rate, YouTuber, their channel's on the way down.
Yeah.
How much per hour?
I do it for fun because I like to look at data. I've helped. I don't want to like name names because I don't want to like take credit for it. Yeah, but I helped one of my friends pull like 10,000 views a video. I was like, I gave him an idea. I'm not going to say who it is. And then he did the idea and he filmed it. And I was like, that's garbage. Refilm it. And then garbage. Refilm it again. And third time he filmed it. He's like pissed off at me. And then he uploaded it and got 8 million views. And his channel like 10x'd in subscribers.
Damn.
Yeah, and then he was like, I'm so sorry for getting mad at you. I was like, oh, it's whatever.
You ever heard of the term sweat equity? You should have told that.
Like, nah. Because that's kind of what Jake did and backfired a little bit with Team 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, it's fine. Right. You're absolutely great job, man. Yeah. Nice analysis there.
Yeah, I think what you put out is going to come back no matter what. You don't have to put it.
Well, I mean, it's not a good look taking percentage of other people revenue.
Yeah, that is a pretty...
I own 20%.
No, I'm just kidding. You're growing.
Listen, it's of here's the deal. Let's clear this. Certain things that you do, like just being around him or his brother or you is going to boost people's channels. Boosted channels
it's 100% worth it. I agree. No, it makes perfect sense because they have incubators in China where they do that and they grow people and they take percentage.
It's the same thing. Like I had a business, a consulting business and a marketing business that before coming here that remains untouched by him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so like but at the end of the day, his work for creators, it makes them money.
It's just the public's opinion, but I think it'll change.
I mean, okay, but what about like the Jay-Z model, which by the way is where like, a lot of Sims from
I think it's a great idea. I'm just saying like from the public's perspective, like if other people are okay with it, but like I just don't want to like people just fucking hate my guts, you know what I mean?
Man, like you like being liked.
Well, it helps, you know.
Let me paint a picture for you, guy.
I don't like not being liked,
you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We're all here. Yeah. Let me paint a picture for you.
Yeah.
You accidentally slip up.
Yeah. And how do I take
Let's hope this doesn't happen. Your social blade. The shit goes red.
Yeah.
What do you do, Jimmy?
Yeah. How do I feel?
How do you feel?
Yeah. I try not, I like data and like I pay attention to like watch time and stuff like that, but I try not to get too attached to like the views per video. Sounds kind of hypocritical because it's data, but. So, like, I realized, like, people go through ups and downs. I'm not just going to go like this the next 10 years. So, like, I'm prepared. Like, if I start dipping, I'm just going to reevaluate and just go fucking harder. Like, just,
I believe you. What about your plans for, like, I don't know, a life?
Yeah.
Do you have one of those? Like, a real life? With like
not at the moment.
With, like, a girlfriend?
Yeah, any girls right now?
Nah. Maybe in, like, a year. But, dude, at the moment, like, stuff is, there's so big projects.
You ain't got your eye on any honeys?
Not at the moment. Honestly, like, I don't know.
Drop a subliminal line towards a girl you're feeling and look right in that camera right now.
Yeah.
No, seriously, do it.
I'll pass. I'm good.
Fine. Fair enough.
You're focused.
Focused.
Nah, I respect that. But
it's just a little too much at the moment because, like, to come up with these ideas and stuff, it's still taking, like, so much fucking time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
What about parties? What about being 20 years old?
I'm none of that.
Not interested?
No. We're probably, like, exact opposites. Like, I'll never drink.
What makes you think I party, guy?
I mean, I follow you on Instagram.
Well, when I was your age, I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So you were like, when you had your big blow up, how old were you? 21?
21.
Yeah. And that's why, like, I'm not going to be like this forever, but just at the moment, I just want to grind. You know, things are going well.
Fuck you. How often do you think I party?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, it's like once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Well, yo.
What, yeah, it is. He has been quite good lately.
Am I wrong?
What do you got, Jeff?
Yeah, what are you saying, Jeff?
I said was,
I think you just had indigestion. Like I think you just had indigestion. It's on his throat.
Here's what I believe. And have seen historically, this is just how my life works. I've just worked better when I'm balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Like, work hard, play hard.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
Yeah.
And because I don't know, I don't think I see this happening with you. I don't think you're going to burn out. I don't think that's your personality. You are... Don't take this the wrong way. You are obsessed.
Yeah, exactly. No, I realize that, but I feel like I'm at least semi-intelligent. Like, I pay attention to, like, how I feel mentally and stuff like that. And I'm aware, like, when I'm burnt out.
Like, do you take breaks? Like, how do you combat?
Well, but that's back to the employees. Sorry. If I don't enjoy something and it's causing me to go crazy, I have other people do it.
Look at this guy, dude. Prepare for everything.
But, like, but this is, like...
It's an infrastructural legend.
Yeah, exactly.
You said you don't take part in drama. How much is... not taking part in negativity, how much does that fuel you? Like,
and
just staying positive.
How do you think of that?
Because there's a lot of people that are just negative people. Like, how much do you think that that affects someone's growth?
Well, I think drama is good for growth, 100%. Like, that would be an easy way to up my
business. So you're a Keemstar fan?
Oh, damn.
Keemstar fan? I mean...
He won't say he's not a Keemstar. Yeah, like, he's... See, the thing I like that, and I've told you this many times.
Keemstar's a cool guy, I mean. Whatever.
I don't like burning bridges. I just don't. And even like there'll be times where he's like where I'm like, yo, like this person reached out, they want to chat or whatever. And he's like, yo, I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't give a fuck about that person. Like, they five. I'm like,
yeah.
Let's just not show them that though. Because tomorrow, well, by the way, they might have 8 million, bro. Yeah. And we might want to collab.
Yo, but also that's why I'm not a crazy fan of the collabs.
I don't want to make someone feel bad. I don't think I've really done collabs. Like, besides like these big.
You don't YouTubers. Seem like a collab guy to me. A, because it doesn't seem natural to you. B, you don't fucking need it, guy.
Yeah.
You don't. I'm sorry, I keep calling you guy.
Guy.
I guess unless the when I gave Tfue a battle bus, if you call that.
Oh yeah, that was like
a collab. Yeah.
You like Tfue?
Yeah. No, he's really chill
seems
guy. Like, I've done
cool
like
guy.
Two videos giving him stuff.
Is he the best gamer right now?
I don't really keep up with it.
Oh, for real?
I guess. I mean. You're asking me if I like him or Ninja better?
No, I didn't want to say that, but that's what I meant.
Yeah, that's the vibe I got. I mean,
speaking of YouTubers, you're doing a big thing tomorrow. That's why you're here in LA.
Yeah.
Can you explain what you're doing?
So 13 teams of 3 YouTubers, Airsoft Battle Royale. It's basically Fortnite in real life with airsoft guns, giant map, winner gets 100 grand.
How many people?
39. Yeah.
39 people.
And so actually there's 2 games, 100,000 each. So
teams of 3.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you get a hit out, cause like statistically like 30% are going to get out right at the start. Mm. So then they'll get a better chance in the second game.
And how does it work? You're going to put balloons on their back
right here. We played for like hours last night. It was actually fun as hell.
Really?
Like, it was crazy.
How
fun.
Many balloons?
We were doing 2 and like, I mean,
per person.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Like, I mean, like the idea, like people are like, well, what if they're like hiding their balloon behind? Like if it's right above your head and you're peeking, like the balloon's with you. It was perfect.
How many girls are participating?
I think 3. There's one team.
That's it? One team of?
Well, I mean, it's going to be.
Sexist.
Yeah. It's going to be.
First controversy here in the post.
It's gonna be, not. It would be sexist. Hey, all right, zero all right,
all right. It's going to be raining. It's going to be muddy as hell. And like, I mean, how many girls want to go out there, just get dirty? And
what are you trying to say? Girls don't like getting dirty?
Yep. Well. That are also YouTubers, you know. Nah,
here's why I asked.
Because I tried, you know, to even help, but like literally most of them just didn't show interest.
Jokes aside, I don't know if pet peeve is the right verbiage, but I do not like seeing girls get hurt, obviously, in any capacity, but beyond just like it strikes me to my core. And man, I can't imagine if like one of these girls just got like hit in the face with an airsoft pellet.
Or well, like, they'll have a face mask, but yeah.
Oh, full face mask?
Yeah.
Oh.
You think Mr. Beast is going to make that kind of mistake? Come
yeah.
On,
like,
look, he's already ahead of me. Some people just do goggles.
Nah.
Full face mask?
Face mask, everything. Like, I'll give them a scarf to protect their necks. Like, no one's getting fucking hurt.
What's the production look like on this? Did Apex provide it or you for the airsoft?
Well, we did everything. Yeah. Like, we spent like almost literally all day yesterday. I mean, we've been planning this relentlessly for 3 weeks. We spent like 8 hours out there yesterday just prepping.
How are you shooting it? Does each person have a GoPro?
Yeah, so there's going to be 40 GoPros on the heads and 10 cameras. I know. We have a team of 5 editors that are just, I mean, they're just going to bang it out afterwards. Yeah.
40
GoPros.
This is going
to be the greatest video of all time.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
You're really
like,
doing it.
Because like everyone's a big YouTuber. So like no matter who you're in a gunfight with, it's going to be like epic. You know what I mean?
I love you.
Yeah.
This is incredible.
So what about, what are you doing for like reloading?
We got like 250 guns all across the map. So, and they're all have mags.
Oh, you go and pick them up.
Yeah, it's a battle royale. Hmm. So they'll draw a number from hat, look at it, go to that point, blow a horn.
Oh, they're not dropping in from choppers or from...
We couldn't get enough. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do they have to be licensed skydivers how do they drop
in? To do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't plan on opening up an airsoft arena that models after Fortnite.
Apex is the new Fortnite. Yes. No.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not, but you're not gaming, so you wouldn't.
I mean, occasionally, but okay. Yeah, for the most part, not really.
Should we switch over?
Yeah, you should. Apex is a great game.
I would, but nah.
Why? Let's give it a shot.
I don't know.
Well, let's talk about things more interesting. Right. Like, yeah. YouTube.
What do you do for fun, dude? If you don't game and you don't party and you don't make out with girls, what do you do for fun?
But why can't YouTube be fun? I don't understand. What, like traveling like this and chilling with YouTubers and stuff like
that's
like that's the connotation I don't like, that YouTube has to not be fun. Like every YouTuber asks me that. Like
no, that's I'm in the same mindset.
Like if you're not having fun, like fucking figure shit out and do something differently. Yeah. I mean, obviously some people can't do that because they have to.
Do you believe you work? Do you think you have a job?
Yeah, I mean, not like I said, I try to replace the things I don't like, but obviously sometimes you just gotta grind.
Do you have any insecurities, Jimmy?
Everyone does.
What are yours? I've said this before. I'm afraid of fucking up. I don't believe.
No, then that would probably be one of mine. Yeah, I just don't want to just flip a switch, kind of just have everyone hate me. That would suck.
You're not very hateable.
But, I mean, I would say you weren't very hateable that.
Bro.
Yeah.
He was always borderline hateable. Because he was always fucking loud and chachi.
Yeah.
And blonde and fucking.
That's true. Yeah,
you
and your brother were getting in a lot of stuff before that. Yeah.
Well, it's just so easy. Yeah. It's so easy to hate me. Nah, but okay. So you're also afraid of fucking up. What, anything else?
Well, I mean, fucking up, falling off of YouTube.
What about falling in love?
What about falling off? What about falling off?
You just want to keep going to that?
I mean, I'm just, can you imagine you're on the grind, bro? You're at like 100 mil, about to pass PewDiePie. You fall in love and
then she's like, all of a sudden I lose interest.
I know. You just can't make eye contact, dude.
With any girls.
Ever.
Just don't do it. Don't keep
a Bible in between us. Don't get near me.
A Bible? Are you saving yourself for marriage?
Are you?
No, nice. Absolutely
I love this.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
What about
I'm not religious. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you saving yourself for marriage?
I'm not religious.
At all?
No, I'm not.
What about that Jesus?
No.
He's saying no.
Yeah. Like,
are you atheist?
You just asked the same question different ways. The answer's the same.
Atheist or agnostic?
Agnostic. Like, I mean, the universe is complex and like, it's hard to believe someone didn't do it, but like, I don't know. There's a lot. It's you know.
You're open-minded. Huh?
So, yeah. So you believe in a creator or some sort of being.
But it's just like hard to tell. I mean, there's a lot out there, you know.
He's agnostic, so he doesn't have proof to push him in either direction or another.
Hey,
by
the way, I get it. Same page as you.
Yeah.
What about there being proof that, I don't know, that the earth is round?
No, it's flat, 100%.
You made a video on that.
Yeah,
actually.
I did. And let me see this. We put magnets on each side of the world. They didn't go through the earth, so obviously it's flat.
Any fear of falling off the side?
Yeah, I was on the plane, but we made it. Yeah, because I didn't want just to go off the side of it.
Flat Earth proven by
When's
independent research.
When's your documentary coming out?
Soon. I think I'm dropping the trailer next week or so.
Is it like that crazy that took this long? What is it?
That's a good question. Yeah, can you answer that?
I'm going to give a direct message to my editor, Hayden. If you could send me a message and tell me what's taken so long. I don't know. I wish I...
Yeah.
We have one editor, it's just not five. Him. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It's great.
Why don't you just get another one to help?
Questions that need to be asked.
You just...
Something to think
you
about.
Just changed the game.
Yeah. Well, but there's a... Like, you can do part-time editors, too. Like, if for something like this, you probably just put a part-time editor
he
on.
Followed
We're
going
to need you to calm down bringing all these revolutionary ideas to the Maverick household, okay?
He should have followed it up with something to think about. If he had said that, I would have fallen off my fucking chair.
So listen to me. I did a thing.
Yeah.
Also, is there a music playing?
What in the...
God, but is that Evan?
Yep, that's an Evan. That's Evan.
Danny, can you go tell Evan we're doing
also,
a podcast?
Also, could you hit him, please?
No, lightly.
Lightly.
Yeah.
Lightly tap. So I did this thing. I don't know if you saw on Twitter. I know you saw it because you're always on Twitter. I had fans ask questions for you.
Okay.
You got a lot of fans. I'm just curious. When you meet fans in public, what's that interaction look like?
Well, I usually just like, you know, they scream or whatever and I'm just chill and just talk to them, you know.
You just tell them to like,
yeah, I don't like when people like, you know, act like celebrity or super, like I just want to be treated like a normal person.
What they see is what they get from you, I presume.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically.
That's awesome, man. Keep that up. Keep that up. Keep that up.
I feel like some of them,
hey,
if you think I just
out.
Walk around.
Cut that out.
What? Some of them feel like I just walk around with $1,000. It's like, oh, thanks for watching my videos, you know, because they just.
Oh, because they think you.
Yeah, so.
You give everyone
that's
money.
Interesting. No one asked me, but I feel like some people just feel like that. Like, oh, just.
I've seen some people ask you, though, online, right? Like, well, they're well, like, come obviously. On, Mr. Beast.
Like, yeah, but like.
Give me 40 you just, bucks.
You just ignore it. Like, you yeah. know, yeah.
All right.
Probably at least 1 million people every month ask.
Damn. Let's give this a go.
All right.
This question's from Billy.
Billy.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, Jimmy, I was just wondering, can you cash app me some money? My cash app name is Turtle Medic One. Yeah, man.
I don't use cash app, so it won't work.
Wait.
And fuck you, Mike.
Fuck you, Billy, bitch.
Why is he talking? He's in a closet.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah. Just committed you monotone fuck.
Did you listen to these beforehand?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't know I was going to play that one first. The timing was impeccable. This one's from Blaine.
Would you be an undercard fight at the next Logan Paul
Ooh.
Fight?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Nah, I'll pass.
Why?
Like you didn't really like if I'm training like that, I'm not gonna be uploading much. Like I don't wanna just throw away everything I built just for something like that.
You don't wanna get in the ring and just pummel someone in the mouth?
I mean, it would be fun, but like I mean, I would not want to just ruin my entire reputation. I'd have to like go hard. I'd have to live and breathe it for like at least a year, which is just like
you're right. Keep that brain safe.
Nobody got time for that shit.
Yeah. This one's from D Crusher. What do you think that means?
Something to think about.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Mr. Beast. Huge fan from Norway. When are you coming to Norway to see the Norwegian polar bear and the trolls on the fjords? You can stay rent-free at my place, no problem. By the way, subscribe to PewDiePie.
Holy shit.
When are you going to Norway?
Did he say trolls?
No, Norwegian polar bear.
No. He said polar bears and then trolls, I'm pretty sure, on the fjords.
I didn't catch that part. Yeah. Not Norway. I'll go to Antarctica. I feel like that'd be a good video.
Oh, that would be sick.
Yeah.
But
there's like only a certain time of year you can go, so we're just waiting for it.
We got some plans.
You can see the
you're going?
Edge of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come with us.
This one's from Isaiah Debin.
What is up? All right. So, Mr. Beast, I really just want to know what's your motivation? What drives you to make each video better and better every time? And how did you get started? What made you want to do YouTube?
Okay, this is like a multiple.
Yeah, question. They went in.
Yeah. So, I mean,
what's your motivation?
Motivation wise, I mean, there's tons of stuff. You don't necessarily need to be motivated by one. I mean, I just want to be the best. I like helping people. I have a lot of people now that depend on me, so I can't, fall off. I got to be able to support those people. Lots of them quit their jobs to, help me make this stuff.
What's the average age of your employees? The young folk?
They're all people I grew up with. Like Chris, I've known him my whole life. Ethan, so
you're still riding with the squad.
Yeah, basically. That's like tight. Literally, because like loyalty is very important,
And loyalty.
Yeah, it's extremely important. So like people you grew up with, there's no one you can trust more. So I just literally, Ethan didn't even know how to edit, but we're just like, get over here.
Really?
Yeah, and we just like when at the beginning it was rough, but now he kills it.
Did all you guys go to school or no?
Yeah, almost all of us. Yeah.
Okay.
So
no, like college?
No, high school or middle school. Most of us.
Anybody go to college on your team?
Yeah. Like Chris did some of them because like Chris is my one of my best friends, and like when I wanted to hire him at first when we weren't as big, it seemed a little crazy, so he went to college. But then afterwards, we start blowing up. It's like, all right, I'll do it.
How'd you meet that guy? Your manager over there.
Oh, that's
he's on the phone doing deals right now.
Through Twitter?
Yeah. Well, he's like...
Hey, you really secured the bag with this one.
Yeah. What's up? It was Java Scare, right? Yeah. Someone told me. Because I was doing big videos, but I didn't have the funding. So I was just like, someone come fund this shit. And then he's like...
How long have you all been together?
Like a year. But he's more the brand side. I have an actual one that does... not actual one, but a different one that does the video side.
Got you. This is from Joe Escamilla.
Hey, Mr. Beast. Just wondering if you could show the world how beast you are and send your boy $20 so I can have a decent meal this weekend.
Gotcha. Well, he didn't give me a way to send it.
Sorry,
so.
Man.
How does he want me to send it? By a pigeon?
Now we're sending it to Billy instead.
It also the initial guy. Sucks that he can't eat.
Billy?
Sorry,
the
Joe.
First guy that sent his cash app and told me to fuck off.
Kevin Harrison sent this one in.
Would you subscribe to T-Series for $10 million?
Yeah, of course. Because with that, I could literally buy a Super Bowl ad and get PewDiePie way more.
All right,
that's an easy one.
I like the way you think. Who is the most promising YouTuber? This is a question from Logan Paul.
Most promising YouTuber.
Yeah. Who's gonna come up?
So what do you mean by promising? Who's gonna have the most subscribers? Who's gonna?
Man, I don't know if I can answer with a specific
thing. Yeah, which makes it hard for me because it's just general.
Well, you like specifics. Huh?
Well, it's a little bit easier.
Who shows the most promise in reigniting the platform with amazing content?
Ooh. Well, I don't know because I don't.
Do you watch like creators?
It's on and off. You know what I mean? Like there's not that many people that are just like doing things that like I'm really attached to.
Shane Dawson?
Yeah, but he doesn't upload much. So like, I mean, he would be one if he would just upload more.
What about David Dobrik?
Yeah, he makes good videos. He's scaling it back down to 2 a week now. But
why? What do you think?
I think he said he wanted to focus on other things, which I mean, it's all good. At least he's not letting the numbers like get to his head doing what he enjoys.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Do you ever talk to him?
No, I've never talked to him. No. Be cool though.
Yeah. I know you've had problems with YouTube. It's your home, but especially with demonetization.
Yeah, yeah, that tweet where I got demonetized.
Well, why did you get demonetized?
So a lot of it is based off the caption. So I think, and sometimes like even if you don't say a bad word, it'll misunderstand like a word you say and make it a bad word. You know what I mean? Like if you say like I dropped my spoon and then it just, they translated it to like I dropped a bomb or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh.
And then, so like in that instance, I didn't say anything bad, but I think it just changed it.
Such a big miscommunication.
Yeah, yeah.
You're at a restaurant and you're like, waitress, I dropped my spoon, and everybody starts running for the fucking door.
Yeah. Have you noticed when you curse, your ad revenue is lower on this?
Is that fucking true?
Yeah, fuck
Holy
that.
Holy fucking shit.
Well, because it looks at the captions.
Well, we don't have any ad revenue anyways, so who gives a shit?
It's actually pretty good on this show. Okay. Yeah, dude.
You should look at the ones where you curse and don't, see if there's a difference.
Nah.
Yeah, I know.
Jeff highly agrees.
For other people who desperately need money, you should do that.
It is true. But I mean, we have hour and a half podcast. We swear 15 times.
If you bleep swearing, does that...
Yeah, it says
one swear.
Too.
Oh, it is one swear.
Like if you look at like the stuff they look at for demonetization,
bleeping lowers it too.
It's still like if it's for ad revenue. So like if you look at like if you buy ads, you can look at what advertisers have and like swear words. Like a lot of the big companies don't. Yeah, advertise
swearing. I think we battle a lot here with like the balance between being someone who we're not to drive increased revenue versus being who we are.
Yeah,
this podcast is kind of.
Just
a lot of just who
just,
we,
yeah.
it's who we
it
are.
It doesn't matter.
You know
you're
what I'm saying? Like
fun.
I like it,
yeah. You don't even have brand deals or anything on it. Like you're clearly just doing
not
it.
Not yet. Yeah. Yo, if you want to sponsor Impulsive,
we're working on
let
it.
Us know. And working by the way, it. We can activate a fucking audience, bro. I know our Impulsive fans. Yep. Y'all rock. Yep. Goddamn.
All of you.
How much money have you lost in demonetization? Because you have videos with 50 million views.
Yeah.
Where it will get demonetized.
Yeah, that one is demonetized.
Yo, that's like $200,000 if you're in Google Preferred. Yeah, which
I don't even think I don't know.
I bet you are.
Well, I used, dude, like my first billion views were like nothing. Because like I use guns and they don't like guns. Yeah. Like back then, I don't anymore.
Okay.
And I swore. And so like, I mean, like that 58 million view video made like 20 grand. It was like nothing. Cause like compared to how much I spent on it, you know?
Yeah. So how much have you lost in demonetization?
Yeah, I don't
coming from a guy who looks at data.
Yeah. That's something
verbatim.
I don't look at it.
You don't look at that?
He's too busy looking at all that money wins.
Do you have a plan? Are you going to spoil yourself?
It's incredibly expensive. The videos, most of them aren't wins, or at least up. Not until recently. There were a lot.
How much was the Orbeez? That was a big video.
That one wasn't too much. I mean, the Orbeez themselves were only 10 grand. So that was one of the actually cheaper ones.
Okay. Are you going to spoil yourself anytime soon? Are you going to buy a nice car?
No. I don't want a car. I don't want a mansion. Because like, how does that make my team feel? That's helping me make my videos.
What about coming to LA?
No. I wanted to stay in North Carolina and just fucking grind. I don't want LA. I don't want nice, like expensive stuff. At least not now. I don't like in 3 years, if I buy a Lamborghini, it's going to look so hypocritical. But just at my current state, like it just... If I can't buy one for my whole squad, it just kind of feels like I'm just flexing.
So would you get like land and like a big factory or something?
A farm?
For?
Like to just do crazy stuff in?
Yeah. We have a warehouse that we film in. Yeah.
Jimmy, you sound like a machine.
Oof.
Are you a robot?
Are you a cyborg?
Well, I want to be a top tier YouTuber, you know?
I enjoy it.
And that's what I...
You're telling me that's all you want.
No,
you don't have any hunger for love, for any
material
things.
But
you don't want to... Spoil yourself and
are you just saying you're putting it off?
Yeah, exactly. Like it's not like too hard of a concept. Just like at the moment, we're kind of killing it, and it like at the moment, it just makes sense to go hard and do what I'm enjoying.
I think I keep forgetting you're 20.
Yeah, so that's like I have literally my entire 20s, you know what I mean?
Do you have any fear that your Apex Legends Battle Royale could like turn into Tonicon 2.0?
I've joked about that, I don't want it to. But I mean, we've put so much time into this. I mean, we were there for like I said earlier, 8 hours yesterday. Like we're just not going to let it, you know.
Apex Legends reaches 50 million players quicker than Fortnite.
Oh, is that a Twitter headline right now?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It
50 did? Million
yeah.
players.
It'll be interesting to see how this video helps them, as I think it could go like really stupid.
Damn, we might have to switch.
You better get them some. You should ask them for some equity. They're gonna be doing $1 billion.
Putting out the prize pool and stuff.
What makes the game so much better
or different? What is it?
Different. Is it just because people are kind of sick of Fortnite?
I think some people.
He said he doesn't play it. I mean,
yeah, I'm just not too big of a gamer. Sure. But
well, like, let's talk about stuff that we have no idea.
All right, here we go. You got any Jordan Woods in your camp?
Ooh, I'm gonna need a little fill in.
Yeah, of course you would.
Okay,
it's the girl who was Kylie Jenner's friend and then made out with Chloe's. Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, and then
and you're like, by the way, guys, I have no idea who any of these fucking people are. Like, I don't. Are they YouTubers?
Yeah,
it's crazy to see how like different the spaces are. Where like, because by the way, I don't give a shit about anything that happens with the Kardashians. Not even a single shit at all. Don't care at all. And I feel like you probably don't even know who most of the people are.
I mean, yeah, I just know them because they're top of Instagram, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to go to an audio only Q&A. I feel like we've talked about a lot of things. Last question I have: do you have any problems with YouTube? Are you trying to keep that relationship healthy? What could they fix? Do you have beef?
Well, I mean, everyone has issues, but they literally changed my life. So, like, it's at the moment, I love YouTube. You know, obviously, we're killing it, but I don't know. I mean, it's pretty good for the most part.
You just can't get him to fuck.
He just
is incredible. He's like a brick wall of perfection.
Well, like, fuck you, YouTube. Fuck you for giving me a career.
That will be clipped and
all right, ladies and gentlemen, that is all for watching this episode. If you're not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. Mr. Beast, thank you for joining us in this episode of Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Where can they find you on social media?
Just search Mr. Beast anywhere.
Any closing notes?
No. I mean, thanks for having me on. I guess subscribe to PewDiePie.
Of course.
It is a little close at the moment.
Oh, shit. Subscribe to PewDiePie. We're going to go do an audio-only Q&A right now. So stay tuned on iTunes and Spotify. We love you guys. Good luck on your Battle Royale tournament tomorrow.
Thank you.
See you next time on Impulsive. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I stay here. Don't move. Don't fuck. Don't move.
So is this for like
Spotify,
what other platforms?
Apple.
And anything where...
Do you guys get good views on those?
I actually don't know.
I think the highest at all podcasts.
Brad, do you know?
Brad, what are we looking at?
100K
plus.
Which is big for podcasts.
It's dope?
Yeah.
It's healthy. Okay, tight.
It's healthy.
Tight. Yeah, man. Like I was saying, the podcast is a slow burn.
Yeah.
Like I told you, Joe Rogan's been doing his for 10 years.
We're starting to take off.
45 episodes in. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
He's got... Over 1,000 now. He's like over 1,200 episodes.
We're like, you're 45.
Yeah, we're just kicking off.
That's
here.
Insane.
Yeah.
It's insane.
What about getting people to unsubscribe from T-Series?
Nah, that's a little too far.
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah.
But also...
I mean, I might have jokingly said it, but like, I mean, you know, we're not going to campaign it.
Someone else's success.
Yeah.
Like, I really respect, like, you're no beef. You're like, I'm going up in a positive way.
Yeah, I could do it, and it would make me grow much faster.
See,
but
he knows that.
But I want to be... Like I just don't want to sound arrogant, but I want to try to be a good role model and just do it with good videos.
So you care about your audience and
well, I just care a lot about the platform. I like YouTube. I do. I think it's pretty good. There's so much content uploaded to it every minute. Like it's hard for them to be perfect, and I think people forget that. But I think they do a good job at it.
Do you like the quality? Do you think the quality of your audience increases by staying out of beef? Like the people that come are actual fans of your.
I've never thought of that.
I agree, dude.
I think if you get in beef and then you get a bunch of those dead subs, you'd never be able to get like big viral videos. videos because there's a section of your audience don't care and then you never get promoted. Yeah.
What's the hardest video you've done physically demanding?
Physically. Sitting in slime for 24 hours. Fucking terrible.
Wait, really? Why? Yeah.
Well, I just thought it would be a cool challenge.
Sitting in slime?
Yeah.
Why slime over when you were underwater? Because I remember that was...
Yeah, that was before it. But the underwater one, the slime was so cold and just disgusting. It was terrible.
How long did you make it?
No, I did that one.
You sat there for 24 hours?
I swear on my life, yeah.
Oh my God.
But some people forget you can watch TV while you're in there. You know what I mean? Like when I'm counting to 100,000, I'm not just staring at a brick wall. I'm like watching shows.
I can barely stay awake for 24 hours.
Yeah. Well, in the slime one, I slept. I mean, I was just in it.
You did?
Yeah, I just put like a pillow that was inflatable and just slept.
Damn. What's can you say an idea that you have coming up or you keep those top secret?
I try to because, I mean,
You think people would take them?
Yeah, 100% people take
them.
They're
that good.
Yeah, let's see.
Thieves.
Well, like I said, I mean, inspiration's not that big of a deal. Because I used to copy people when I was little, you know. So, yeah. But let me think. I'm going blank. The Antarctica one. Why is this so hard? Usually, I'm like always talking about them, but now I can't think of any.
Any people that you would be like shell shocked or like starstruck by if you met in person, right now?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'd ever get starstruck. I mean, I wanted to meet Logan because like I said his name 100,000 times. Yeah. But like even then, like when I met him, it's just like, what's up? You know. So
he's very he's so approachable, yeah. No, honestly, dude. It's so. Like, yeah.
But that's also how I think a lot of YouTubers are in general. Like we all know each other. You know. Like I used to deal with the. It was some of the Viners actually, the people where you'd meet them and they'd be like, yo, what's up? Like, what's your name, by the way? And I'm like,
like, you don't fucking know.
Shut up. No, it wasn't even when I was big. It was just like, dude, like we both, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna lie, bro, like I've done the same shit sometimes.
Yeah.
just to piss people
you
off.
You know how I'll do it with? Girls. Famous girls.
Just like, ask them what their name is?
Yeah, like I know who they are. If they're like way, way famous, like a Selena Gomez type, I'm not like, what's your name?
Yeah.
But if they're like an up and coming artist who may have like a couple songs that popped off, you just gotta like put them in their place a little bit. You know? And it's been done to me too. You know what I want for you? I want you to get a girlfriend who's equally as driven as you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's actually what I want. Cause like I don't want someone, your habits rub off on each other. I don't want someone that just makes me.
Do you think that person exists?
Yeah, 100%. If I met someone like that, I would start dating them. But it's just like, I met...
YouTuber or not a YouTuber?
It's probably going to have to be a YouTuber if I date someone. Yeah, or it's just not going to work.
I feel you. I don't know if that's the best idea.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But like I said, I got forever.
What about like just a nice teacher from North Carolina?
From Greenville? Yeah,
on the $40,000 a year salary.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, you don't need it.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I really don't know anything at the moment.
You don't know anything?
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
You like fast food?
No,
it doesn't know anything.
You're like, what's your favorite food in general?
Chicken, honestly.
It's just
lean, not much fat.
Do you eat healthy?
Yeah, especially recently because I have Crohn's disease, so I kind of have to.
What's Crohn's disease?
Intestinal.
Yeah, exactly. Autoimmune system attacks itself, so I have to eat healthy.
Have you been getting better or worse? Like, I had a friend who had it, and he would go through these.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's like a roller coaster.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's exactly. It was horrible back when I was like 15.
Yeah.
Crohn's disease is an inflammatory bowel disease. Yep. It causes inflammation in your digestive tract. Sorry.
I was trying to just keep it out of his asshole. I said intestines, but that's all right.
It can go all the way up the intestinal wall. I'm more in the small intestine. But yeah.
What are you doing to like combat? Is it your diet?
Diet and lots of medicine. Yeah.
And like anything having to do with like stress or anything like that too, or not?
Yeah. Being stressed out is not good. I mean, I would have brought that up earlier, but that's another reason why I'll never fight. Cause I would get stressed out and I would like literally.
Why?
He'd like, never fight.
Yeah. Cause I would get so stressed out that I would like, in return, I'd be making gains, but I'd be stressed out. So I'd lose it through Crohn's. It's complicated. Yeah.
It's like a serious.
You're not supposed to drink alcohol either.
Yeah. Right? That's one of the reasons why I'll never drink.
That's a nice
little bonus.
Hey, what's different in your brain that allows you to endure these long-term type challenges and go so extreme? Like, why? What makes you so extreme?
Is it
literally just the want to be the best? There's got to be something like innate.
I don't know. No one's really asked me that. It's just, you know, it's gonna do well, and it's kind of like cool. You know, I want to be that guy that like it's how you stand out, you know? It's not like they're all my videos, just sometimes you gotta do something a little unique, mix things up.
Have you ever taken a shot of alcohol?
Nah, I've never had a sip. I never will. I don't want any.
Ever?
Nah, never.
Respect.
What about marijuana?
Yeah, what about weed? That good kush, my friend.
Well, the thing is, it's good for Crohn's, so that's a little bit of a...
Oh, really?
Yeah, so like that one's a little bit different.
I see.
Yeah.
You're smoking a little bit.
Kush bushery.
Do you?
Nah.
He does not.
Yeah.
I had a bad experience.
He does not mesh well with psychoactives at all.
Were you having, like, on your high, like, how were you feeling?
Did we talk about this ever on the podcast?
I don't believe we did.
He took a... We were at the Flat Earth Convention. We were there, and we had spent 4 days integrated with these people. And one of the nights after 4 days, he had accidentally ingested some marijuana.
Well, when he says
on purpose,
when he said accidentally, he means it was 100% intentional.
Yeah.
So he smoked Denver weed.
So it was legal. Everything
is legal. Yeah.
So he smoked some weed. We're at the top of this hotel in the mountains, and I look at him.
Let me just quick benchmark.
Yeah,
I think smoked some weed is an understatement.
Oh, we did.
It was. Yeah. It was.
You plowed.
So, do you know why? Because we did this convention, and I was stressing, actually stressing, which is odd for me.
And you just wanted to chill out.
I just wanted to chill out and do nothing and paralyze my brain. That's what I wanted.
Yeah.
And he succeeded. And so we were at this bar, and I was having a drink, and I looked at him, and everybody else had t-shirts on, and he had like 4 layers of clothes, a big Supreme jacket. Sweat is pouring off his face. He's watching a video of a thing where like an egg rolls down a ramp, hits a domino. The domino falls over, makes a race car.
Bro, you should do an extreme one of those.
Yeah, I've actually thought of it. You're talking about like the, what are they called? Where it's just like
domino,
like obstacle.
No, it's like reaction effect or something. Yeah. No.
So
that's a sick idea.
So he's watching the video.
I don't know what the thumbnail would be. Yeah.
He's watching the video. He stands up and he's like, I gotta go to the room. And he starts walking down the hall.
Let me take it from here.
Go ahead.
I start walking down the hall. I get up. Mm-hmm. You know when you get up too fast, the blood rushes to your head.
Yeah, and you get a little dizzy.
Yeah, and your eyes kind of like. So that happened. The colors started to form around like the outer circle of my eyes.
Yeah.
And normally it goes away. Didn't go away. In fact, the circle of like weird lights were getting tighter and tighter. Tunnel vision. Eventually, I can't see. I am 100% blind.
Sounds like a seizure.
I'm 100% blind. My eyes are open. This has never happened before. I'm terrified. I would like to consider myself pretty healthy. So this was weird. Kept walking because I'm still conscious. And then I stopped. There was this long hallway. I lean against the wall. I had only enough energy to utter one more thing from my mouth before something bad happened. So I'm up against the wall, elbow on the wall. I go, like, have you seen the end of Braveheart where he goes, freedom? I go, Mike! All of a sudden.
So I look over and 10
seconds
running,
later,
dude.
Mike's like, what's going on? I'm like, oh no, I can't see. He's like, what? So he walks me around the corner, bro. I pass out.
Face plant
the floor.
Damn.
And I go, wow.
So did you
we
do
got a problem
an
here.
Edible or didn't just eat
nah,
too much?
Nah,
or
he just smoked a bunch. And so I dragged him down the hallway, his 200-pound fucking frame, dragged him down the hallway to the room, threw him in the bed. And I'm like, all right, man, like you should be good now. I'm going to leave. And he was like, take the room key. And I'm like,
I thought
all
I was
right,
gonna die.
I go, all right, I'll just stay here for a while. Yeah. So I like laid on the couch and just like stayed there until he was fine. But next day he woke up and he's like, I don't think I'm going to smoke weed again, man.
Ever. I haven't since. Anyways, what we're saying is, have you ever had a story like that? A similar experience?
No, not where I got that
blacked
out.
Can't say I did.
Must be nice guy. I think people could learn a lot from you, Mr. Beast. Stay beasty,
right? I agree.
I'm gonna let you go. You probably got things to do.
Oh, just airsoft tournament tomorrow. Nothing
Giant.
Crazy.
Are you prepping for it today?
Yeah, all day today, all night.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Because like you said, I don't want it to turn into TanaCon 2.0.
Hey, question. Don't take this the wrong way.
Hit me.
You have plans for growing your Instagram and Twitter. Because they're much lower than your YouTube. I find a lot of YouTubers fall
that are
this
like
effect.
That. Yeah, yeah. I did last month. I used Instagram a lot and I gained 1 million followers, but I just kind of stopped. It just doesn't. I mean, it's stupid to say this, but it doesn't. I'm not just as passionate about it. But no matter what, I just need to suck it up and do it.
Yeah.
I find myself not using it for 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, that's a fucking thing. I should use it.
I'm the same.
Is it because it feels more like a business and less of a passion?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. But like, I know I could do it because I did. I went hard for a month and I gained 1 million followers and it was going on an uptrend. And then I just one day I forgot about it. And then like 2 weeks later, I was like, oh my God, like that's a thing. I should use it.
Got you. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Go do your things. Thank you for coming on Impossible.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's cool.
And thank you guys for listening to the number one podcast in the world, Statistical Analytical Data Facts.
Science.
We'll see you next time. Peace.
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.